This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, final segment here before I hand the baton to the amazing expert of the New World Order, Jay Dyer, here today for Jay's analysis. But let me just say this here. Evil is incompetent, but it also has had organized crises. And so they know humanity's waking up. They know that if we're successful financially, we're more easily going to resist them. But if they control us and can dumb us down and make us poor, it's harder for us to stand up. So it's an anti-Renaissance, anti-Western system. And that's why I can sit here all day and talk to listeners and viewers about how important this broadcast is. But have we not delivered, our guests, our crew, our callers? No, we have. And we have the light in the dark of the night. We care about people. We're not globalists. And we just respectfully ask you for your support. And that means word of mouth. It means prayer. It means buying the products at InfoWarsStore.com. So before Jay Dyer takes over, we've got game-changing products that will change your life, like Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, strongest turmeric out there. If you don't know what turmeric does for you, wherever you get your turmeric, you should get it. We got the best. I suggest you buy it from us because we're fighting for freedom. And we've got DNA Force Plus sold out for 5-6 months or longer, back in stock with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all of it. It cleans out your cells, it cleans out your blood, and there's all these things. Those are available 35% off in a combo, 25% off individually, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And we also have all the essential oil toothpaste. We only make like $3 a tube on, but it's essential oil, the turmeric toothpaste, the whitening toothpaste, the activated charcoal toothpaste with all the essential oils. Those are at InfoWarsStore.com. And you need to take these to see how great they are, to experience it. X3 is almost sold out. Haven't had an X2 in a year because it's a DEA thing and it's so pure. Everybody else says they have atomic iodine. They don't. It's a DEA-controlled deal. We got a new manufacturer. They've gone through hell to make it. The testing's done. It's like 99% done. It's supposed to be done 6 months ago. It's not. I mean, we would have it for you. We could say something's atomic iodine all day long. It's not. Atomic iodine goes right into your cells. We do have a manufacturer that has a small supply of atomic iodine. That's X3. It's that and two other types that helps with the upload. But X2 is the big enchilada. Who knows? We'll even never have it. Because this is something developed and launched by our researchers and Dr. Group, and it may not be available anymore. I mean, I don't know. You want X3? The last supply, like 200 bottles is left right now. Flash sale right now, 40% off. X3 is amazing. We have Vitamin Mineral Fusion already sold out. Like I told you, it's not there. That's how you fund this. You want somebody to fight the New World Order? You want somebody to go to war with the big law firms and the globalists? Well, then you got to support Trump. You got to support us. I mean, we're here, folks. We're the knights in shining armor. And I'm not saying I'm some great guy, but I'm on the field. I'm in a fight with these people. I'm at point-blank range. I'm not playing games. I'm not sitting here doing easy street. I'm not selling out. I am totally committed. We've already had devastating victories. And like a rock in a pond, the ripple effects of what we've already done 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 29 years ago is already coming back to us huge. That's why I know now, oh my gosh, the rocks we throw in now are even bigger. And that's not me. That's God. That's the Holy Spirit. That's all of us together. But we are like Godzilla fighting Megalon. We are in there, man. We are up against Gamera, we are literally dominating. We're winning. And it takes support. It takes word of mouth. It takes psychic energy. It takes prayer. It takes financial support. So you want to fight the New World Order? There's nowhere you can bet your money in a fight to fight tyranny more than InfoWars. Plus, they're great products. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. I did this 2.5-hour big special transmission that's now live at JonesCrowder.com. Get all the other Steven Crowder programs, all the subscription shows, more than 10 shows there. Get a free month of promo code Alex at JonesCrowder.com. That is an incredible report right there. And we are just swinging from the fences, doing everything we can, but you are really the answer. So thank you all for the support. Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis, best-selling author, takes over now. Go to JonesCrotter.com. Promo code Alex. Now. Separately, we got some really good news. Because it's a great product you love, and people want it, and it funds your operation at 360 Win. Bodies, ultimate turmeric formula, the strongest you're going to find anywhere. Jam-packed, a big old giant bottle of stuff that destroys inflammation, that empowers your neurological system, you name it. I mean, it's just so amazing. God gave it to us, and it's the strongest curcuminoid out there. Other leading brands are like 70% curcuminoid. Most brands are 5% cumarin, and that still does a great thing for you. This is the strongest anybody makes, 95% curcuminoid. I am so glad this is back. I have been out of this myself for months. We've been sold out of this for almost 7 months. Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
To the fourth hour of Alex Jones. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer, Jay's Analysis. I want to rewind and go back a little bit to the history of modern revolutionary philosophy, and then we'll work our way up to today, and we'll see how that revolutionary philosophy is at work in the establishment's plans for austerity, ESG, lockdowns, and all the measures they want to put in place to enforce a technocracy. If we go back to this famous text that I always recommend, written by a defender of the establishment, Fire in the Minds of Men by James Billington, The Origins of the Revolutionary Faith. He's, of course, not a conspiracy theorist, but a person who was, as an academic and a historian, archiving and chronicling the history of revolutionary philosophy and thought from the time of the French Revolution all the way up until the early 20th century. And James Billington noted that to really understand today's revolutionary philosophies, you have to go back to the faith of the original revolutionaries at the time of and right before the French Revolution and their influences. What were they influenced by? Well, they were influenced by philosophies like Platonism. There was a Byzantine Platonist named Pleithon that influenced Spinoza, that influenced Weishaupt and other Jacobins. And the philosophy of Pythagoras played a key element, as well as the philosophies of ancient pre-Socratics like Heraclitus. Heraclitus taught that all is fire and all is flux. And so one of the things that the early Illuminists, people like Weishaupt and a guy called Buonarroti, who were really influential on the Jacobins in the French Revolution, they decided to take certain symbols from ancient mystical religions like the Zoroastrians. And Zoroastrianism is a dualistic religion that believes there's always these two principles eternally fighting with each other throughout history, and that never ends. It's an eternal dualistic dialectical battle. That becomes kind of the basis for later Hermetic philosophers like Hegel, who will influence people like Marx. But before we get to that, we have to understand that the French revolutionary philosophers had a radical view of equalitarianism across society. And they thought that because, well, what's the best way to fix man's ills? Man's ills relate to believing in any kind of hierarchy at all, in the hierarchy of church and state. And so if we get rid of that and we put in place a radical egalitarian, equalitarian society, perhaps a form of utopia could develop or could be imagined. And so this is where entities like Masonic lodges and secret societies at that time began to be useful to certain revolutionaries to try to spread their revolutionary ideas against the notions of nobility and aristocracy. However, some of these were extremely radical in their views to the extent that they even believed that all things should be held in common, including wives and children. And one of the things they did was they took the doctrine of fire from Zoroastrians and from Manichaeans to be a symbol of their religion. Because if you think about it, fire is always kind of moving. It's hot. It never ceases to, it never comes to any rest. And so it's a perfect image for the old Heraclitian idea of the pre-Socratics of the philosophers, that everything is flux. Nothing is true. Nothing is stable. Everything is perpetual revolution and change. And so the religion itself becomes change. The journey is the end, some of the Marxists have said in history. They borrowed their model on how to structure this inner party, outer party on the Jesuits. Doesn't mean that they were at this time actually Jesuits. I don't believe that they were. I think that Weishaupt himself did lead the Jesuits and borrow the structure for his society on how the Jesuits were structured. Although I think that eventually later Jesuits are part of this superstructure because they are eventually allied with the CIA in the 20th century, as is the papacy after the Cold War. And so what we have is this idea that we can structure an inner party and an outer party, and we'll eventually have a happy equality, happy equalitarianism. There will be a completely natural religion that will be like the noble lie or the state-fostered, state-funded, and created and controlled religion. And it will be something like a kind of civic nationalism or a civic global religion that H.G. Wells talked about, who is a consistent sort of ideological lineage of this conspiracy. H.G. Wells is a high-level Freemason, and so he knew about the positions and ideas of Weishaupt that would eventually become basically technocracy. And that's what H.G. Wells and the whole Royal Society pushed for. They later combined it not just with egalitarianism, at least for the masses, but with the idea of the Malthusian idea of depopulation. Pythagoras is one of the key philosophy figures because Pythagoras was a proto-communitarian, a proto-communist. The idea was to overthrow all traditional forms of nation states, people groups, all traditional forms of religion and statecraft, including the idea of the king or any kind of hierarchy to create this egalitarian society. But what's interesting is that in reality, I think the inner group, the inner elite, the inner party, they always knew that it wasn't really egalitarian. That's what they tell the people to manipulate the masses, because these radical philosophies always had, for the most part, very powerful, wealthy, influential supporters in the background. And that's because more perceptive and more cunning people understood that philosophies like radical communism, radical socialism, and Marxism could actually be tools for statecraft, tools for foreign powers, tools for changing the existing regime into something else. And as we progress in the history of Marxism, many of the classical Marxists continue this radical worship of flux and change. You find this in Lenin, you find it in Trotsky, you find it in Mao in their writings. And what that means is that there's no longer principles that are objective or outside of man that man submits to. So there's no principles of hierarchy in nature, right? Jordan Peterson talks a lot about lobster hierarchies, lobster dominance, the dominance hierarchies. Well, the dominance hierarchies are actually in nature. It is a principle of the natural order. But the consistent revolutionary realizes that all external impositions, including hierarchy in nature, is a unwanted oppression. And so by the time of, you know, post-Hegel and post-Marx, everything turns into an oppressor-oppressed control-power dynamic. And so it's no longer about anybody submitting to or having to recognize external principles of truth and falsehood, good versus evil, purpose. And purpose doesn't exist. Meaning doesn't exist in the world. It's all a social construct. Just like everything else was a social construct. This is the inevitable result. It takes a few centuries for this to come about, but if you go back to the skepticism of David Hume is already beginning to psychologize all of these principles that the ancient and medieval world would have seen as actual principles operant in the external world. Essentialism, right? Aristotle's essences. Those things existed in the world. A man's a man, a woman's a woman. Authority is authority, right? Objects have the identity that they have. A tree is a tree. A dog is a dog. When all of that begins to break down post-Enlightenment, post-David Hume, post all these people, eventually what you get is post-Darwin and post-Nietzsche a pure will to power, top down control structure with no intention of submitting to any kind of external principles. There are no laws, there are no rules. Everything is determined by, dictated by the establishment. That is the operating system that we're under today. The Hegelian idea that the state is the march of God in history. And the state in the Hegelian system, and this is why it works so well to blend with Marxism, the state is synthesizing and emerging into a superstructure that can even destroy itself in multiple revolutions because it's a secret inter-party state that runs the public states that we know of as the state. It can destroy itself and revolutionize itself to create the synthesis out of all of these oppositions, which is ultimately the technocratic one world state as all of these people envisioned centuries ago. That's where we're going. That is the plan. There's only one plan. And it's been the same plan, at least back to Weishaupt in terms of the modern era, openly, and Buonarroti, all of whom wanted a one world socialist, technocratic government. This is the Alex Jones Show. We're going to get more examples of this in the modern era when we come back from this commercial break. Don't go anywhere. This is the
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. We were talking about the history of managed dialectics and revolutionary control of both sides of major conflicts. And I want to kind of fast forward to a couple modern examples. And if we think about the recent information that popped up in regard to the supposed neo-Nazi groups out of nowhere, just all over social media, that it suddenly exists in everyone's purview. The irony here is that, you know, that while the establishment has been telling us for many years that anyone who questions elections or who has conservative tendencies at all is a neo-Nazi, a fascist, right? If you follow Trump, you're a neo-Nazi, all this nonsense. Well, the irony is that the very groups that have been calling us out as these ridiculous positions, they're the ones that have been consistently funding and fostering the real neo-Nazi groups throughout the Ukraine. Going back to 2014, John McCain famously took a trip over there, appeared on stage with the right sector, Pravi sector people. Those are people connected to Azov Battalion. And Rachel Blevins of RT, she recently did a report where she interviewed one of these characters, Boneface, I guess is his name. This guy looks like a total prison recruit guy who claims himself to have been trafficked around to these conflict zones by the FBI and the CIA. And that makes perfect sense. Why is that? Well, it ties into my dialectical control theory here, my position here, that we went back to the French Revolutionary figures to look at. Fast forward to today, and if you go into the history of the Ukraine, what we find out is that really the Ukraine has been about a 75-year proxy for Western intelligence. This goes back to the World War II intelligence networks that were set up by Reinhard Gehlen. He was probably one of the most famous World War II intelligence operatives for the Germans, and he was very adept at creating and establishing vast spy networks. He's not the only one. There were other people involved in this, people like Otto Skorzeny, members of the SS and so forth, who made up these networks, who post-World War II, when the Nazis were defeated, they reached out to Alan Dulles, Bill Donovan, of the OSS, and James Jesus Angleton, and said, I will hand you all of these networks to use for Western intelligence if you allow me to have my freedom. And so Gehlen went on to become the head of the BND, the German intelligence, for all the way up until the 1960s. So nobody seemed to care about this Nazi history and pedigree. This is part of Paperclip because he made a deal and he was allowed to have that freedom status for turning over these networks, which the CIA then utilized to be part of Gladio to set up their stay-behind units in case of a supposed Stalinist Soviet invasion of Europe. But what happened is that a lot of these groups, these paramilitary fascist groups that were part of the P2 Lodge, the Gladio operation was really masterminded, according to Paul Williams and people like Daniel Ganser and his PhD thesis, by Kissinger. So this is really a Kissinger project to stave off any kind of Soviet invasion of Europe. But what happened was that this also allowed for a lot of networks and cells to be set up all throughout Europe that were trained in black ops, trained in terror, trained in bomb making, assassinations, mass shootings. So this is a fact. This all came out in the 1990s when Gladio first began to be exposed. And this is run by NATO. So in other words, NATO is essentially a terrorist organization in this regard, regard to Gladio. And NATO recently declassified or came out, or was declassified or just published in the Gray Zone, did a great report about this in 2021. I think we did a full breakdown of this in one of the fourth hours of Alex a couple of years ago when it came out. But it's NATO's cognitive warfare document. Now, remember, we're supposed to be bad guys in the U.S. If you support Trump, you're a Nazi. But the actual establishment really does have and has utilized Nazi stay-behind networks and units since World War II, famously. Public declassified document that Reinhard Gehlen's networks were taken over by the CIA in the post-World War II period. Now, those same networks under Gehlen sent people to train the Nazi groups that still exist today in the Ukraine. Now, people, you may have heard of Stepan Bandera. He's one of the key figures that was running that for many years in the Ukraine. There are actual SS and people under Gehlen that were sent to train those people. So those post-World War II networks have always been there. And so this shows that the system is not actually interested in going after neo-Nazis and Nazis. That's all just for public purview. They're perfectly happy to fund, use these groups, even all the way up until John McCain flying over there, even up until to today, if it's useful to supposedly, fight Putin, who's also Hitler. So it makes no sense. Funding actual neo-Nazi groups to fight against Hitler, Putin, literally makes no sense. That's all propaganda, you see. But this completely destroys the narrative that the establishment, the system, is genuinely concerned with combating the greatest threat to America, white supremacists. Well, now, wait a minute. Then why are you funding the actual neo-Nazis in the Ukraine? And the media has made a big fuss about it. The media was complaining about this. Mainstream media was complaining about neo-Nazis being supported and aided in Ukraine all the way up until the Russian special military operation, which now it suddenly became an issue. Now there are no Nazis in Ukraine, you see. So Zelensky was corrupt, according to mainstream media, all the way up until the last few years. Now he's no longer corrupt. Now we have to support him. So you see the absurdity and the Orwellian contradictory notions involved in this Emanuel Goldstein-style operation a la 1984, right? The cutout villains that are out there that are really just used by the system. And so this is an example of manipulation of dialectics. So you're supposedly bad for supporting Trump as a, you're a Nazi that supports Trump, the fascists support Trump, which is just completely ridiculous. Meanwhile, the actual establishment since 2014, at least, and old, it goes back older than that. You go back to the 1980s, the West, the CIA was funding a lot of these groups as well back then, and all the way back, as we said, to the post-World War II era when Ukrainian nationalism, at least right after World War I, was erected as this bulwark against Sovietism. And they utilized these Nazi networks to do that, which have been there for a long time. I mean, the Nazi networks post-World War II, but the anti-Russian sentiment, at least back to, 75 years there. So this is a geostrategic plan that plays into large-scale dialectics, and it just demonstrates that the establishment really has no desire to actually combat Nazism. That's just a weapon and a tool that they use to smear and go after anybody in the United States who has mildly conservative views, you see. That's dialectical manipulation, and that shows that these are not real threats in America, right? There are occasional wackos and people oftentimes that might even be goaded by the feds to act in this kind of a way. But if you look up the documentary, The Nuremberg Sting, which there was a radical mosque set up, which was a honey trap. If you look up the history of Elohim City and McVeigh, same type of honey trap operation. And I think that the danger is that I think Whitney Webb pointed this out. These same groups from Ukraine might be utilized to spark some kind of fake event, staged event here in the U.S., at least after all of this Twitter pure with Musk. So the danger is an event like Alex has been talking about. This is the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer, Jay's Analysis.
I didn't realize this was back this week. Thought it was next week. I come in this morning. It's back in the warehouse, ready to roll. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. And the first thing I did was pop one of these bad boys. Overhead shot, please. Look how full this bottle is. Right to the top, folks. Right to the top with these 95% curcuminoid. Again, most turmeric formulas are 5%, some are maybe 10. The other strong brands are 75%. This is 95%. super constant. So like taking one pill is like taking 10 of the average pill. It's that powerful. Or more. So they're available at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Sold out for almost 8 months. Back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To the Alex Jones Show, I guess it's Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. We just talked about in the last segment, the manipulated and controlled groups like the neo-Nazis in the Ukraine, which are really assets for the West, proxy groups to be used to put pressure on Russia, and the absurdity of sort of calling out anybody who would question that or would question recent events as, Trump Nazis or some sort of ridiculous thing like this. So, but I wanted to now move to a NATO document that we mentioned, the cognitive warfare document, because if you heard Alex yesterday when he was talking about the Greg Reese report or the John Bowne report on the DARPA lecture that was given in 2017 about various kinds of nanotech weaponry that could be rolled out that might relate to a new pandemic or something like that. That lecture is very similar to what was warned about, presaged, I guess you could say, in the 2020 NATO study, Cognitive Warfare. And when this PSYOPs document came out in 2020, was actually utilized, its principles were utilized by the Canadian government to push a lot of the COVID fear and narrative. So there's an actual lecture that a lot of NATO people in Canada, the Canadian government utilized this document. They even talk about how they would utilize all this fear. And then anybody who questioned the establishment and the narratives that were being put out would be considered potential enemy combatants. So in other words, the domestic population not wanting to go along with vaccines, not wanting to go along with vaccine passports, vaccine tracking, total surveillance, that would be considered in terms of cognitive warfare, this new version of hybrid warfare, a potential enemy combatant status, and that you could even be linked into this database or whatever without knowing it. You would be targeted. And so it's a very ominous, dystopian kind of presentation, a document where drones, autonomous vehicles, and the development of biological and chemical neuroweapons, as they call it, would be pursued to not just alter, as classical psychological operations did, the ideology of the enemy, but as this document says, to actually change the biology and the brain itself of the enemy. That, again, perfectly overlaps with the lecture from the DARPA guy. And so this kind of weaponization of neuro research, or neuro-ST, as they call it, could mean then that the opponents would not just become passive, but actually might be neutralized, which sounds, of course, like they could put you to death. And so it's no longer just changing the opponent's mind, but exactly what Klaus said, we will change your DNA, we'll change you, we'll be under your skin, that's the real goal. That's exactly what the NATO cognitive warfare document says. And so you understand that the development of controlling both sides of conflicts over the centuries, the mastering of what we call dialectical philosophy from Plato to Marx to Hegel, and subsequent philosophers after that, this really, Darwinism even, you could argue, this really allows the establishment to have this position beyond what most people are involved in terms of conflicts. You could think of it like a circle. And within that circle is the accepted Overton window of what you can and can't talk about and what types of things are allowed in public discourse, even in terms of the questions that are asked. So, for example, you wouldn't be allowed to, it's not even considered within the purview of the possibility to ask a question like, well, could the wars of the 20th century have been intentionally fostered by an elite or a superstructure? That's not an allowed question. It's not within the domains, the parameters, the magic circle of what can and can't be discussed. And so a big part of perception management that Kissinger talks about has nothing to do ultimately with what's true or false. All that matters is managing the public's perception of what things are possible and not possible, what questions can and cannot even be asked. This is also famously covered by the well-known philosopher Eric Voegelin, who talked about how technocracies operate in a neo-Gnostic way. There's a sort of inherent neo-Gnostic principle that it sets the parameters of what questions can and can't be asked. So you're not even allowed to ask a question like, has there been a revolutionary plan for the last several centuries, going back to Billington's Fire in the Minds of Men theorizing an analysis that you would get French revolutionary, communist socialists, proto-technocrats even back then? That's not a question. That's a nonsense question. You're not allowed to ask that. And that's why the media, mass media, has been there for so long to control and set the parameters for the questions that are allowed to be asked and that are not allowed to be asked. Nowadays, media is basically there, I think, to just sort of confuse the public. And so you get this overwhelming, this avalanche of data that's all conflicting and contradictory and confusing. And that's intentional, right? The public doesn't have an education in how to know these things and patterns in history. There are no patterns to history. History doesn't exist, right? Remember 1984, there is no such thing as history. It's whatever the party writes at that moment. And that's all part of that new revolutionary dialectic. Basically, all of modernity is premised on liberalism. And by liberalism, I don't mean GOP, Rhino, that stuff. I don't mean Democrats. I mean post-Enlightenment removal of the notion of all forms of hierarchy in nature, all forms of meaning and principles in the external world. Those don't exist anymore, according to the establishment. And Hegel, I think, is a key figure because Hegel really said that the state is God's and the state will tell you what's meaningful. That's why it was a very big deal when there was starting to be pushback, what, a year ago or so, on the notion of whether or not the infants, right, have the principle of being made in the image of God or have life from the womb, or is the right to life something dictated by the state? In the Hegelian sense, in the technocrat sense, the state dictates when you're alive. And so perhaps you're not alive or conscious until age 3. Maybe you're a potential person, but you're not a human person until age 3. Well, then you could be conceivably aborted up to age 3. And there are some radical people out there who push for that. I think Peter Singer pushes for that, as well as a bunch of other nasty things, supposedly ethical philosophers, right? And so the establishment has a vested interest, obviously, in the state, the super state, the corporate state, the technocratic state, dictating meaning, dictating what's true, dictating gender, dictating all of these things as not real, as whatever you want it to be. And so there's a cloak of freedom and liberty that's actually a tool for social control. Telling you, telling children, telling people that you can be and identify as whatever you want to is a method of destruction and control that is intentional. It is a weapon. Tavistock developed it. It's not good-hearted liberals that want to do right and want to help people. Maybe at the lower levels, there's people who, the normies out there, maybe they operate that way. But at the higher levels, this is fourth, fifth, sixth generation hybrid warfare. It's intentional destruction of what came before. And more people are picking up on this, that the plan was to actually destroy the existing systems, destroy from within the existing medical system, the existing political systems, the nation state, destroy even the education system, let all of these collapse and crumble from within. The same way that, like, Cloward and Piven is intended to put stressors on the economic system to break it down, to accelerate the next phase, right? That's dialectical thinking. You can intentionally cause chaos and destruction because chaos and destruction furthers the dialectic. The process furthers the process. Process philosophy. Hegel, Whitehead, right? These are almost revolutionary faiths. In other words, the faith, as he calls it, notice at the bottom of the book, it's the revolutionary faith. Because there's a religious commitment to creative destruction. And so that can be weaponized, that can be utilized in military strategists, people who study civilization studies, they are aware of this and they know it can be weaponized. This is the Alex Jones Show, because it's J. Dyer, J. Nelson.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We're talking about the big picture plan of what the elite, for at least a few centuries in the modern era, have as their goal, and that is ultimately what was published by World Economic Forum luminary Noah Yuval Harari in his book Homo Deus. So for many, many years, of course, we've been talking about this, and we've been explaining that this is the ultimate plan. Alex has talked about it right all the way back to Ray Kurzweil and Endgame, and even before that, that the idea was that technology would allow man to evolve into being his own god. And there are older books that kind of presage this as well, that were way ahead of their time. I remember some years ago I read H.G. Wells's Island of Dr. Moreau, which I'll be covering on my channel in the near future. We haven't looked at that in many, many years. And one of the theories that was way ahead of his time in that book was the plasticity of human nature. Now, there can be malleable plasticity elements to human nature, which are there, but we shouldn't conclude from that that therefore it's all plastic. We're all just Gumby people, and there's no actual metaphysical meaning, or that there's no chromosomes, none of that, right? We're not just Gumby people. We have identity over time. There is such a thing as human nature. It does exist. But the premise of Island of Dr. Moreau, if you don't know, is that there's this sort of mad science doctor who's got a god complex on an island, and he's experimenting and creating genetic hybrids, and he's creating these sort of monstrosities, and so somebody's stuck on this island and they're trying to get off of it because it's kind of the island is kind of a microcosm of the world, you could say. The island represents sort of the future dystopian world that could develop as a result of, you know, DNA splicing and all that in the mind of H.G. Wells. I think he wrote that in 1896, so he was way ahead of his time in that regard. as an insider of what the future plans were. Now, if we fast forward to today, Harari's book, and by the way, he's a historian, so he's not a scientist. The establishment's always interested in, do you have the credentials? He's not actually a scientist, so he's a historian. But this book was published in 2016, and the idea from the very beginning of the book is that there's not a meaning external to man. Man creates all of his own meaning. He doesn't discover meaning. He doesn't discover principles. He creates these things. And so the second chapter, for example, is that, the second section is that man gives meaning to the world. So we create our own meaning. Meaning is not something that we discover. We create our own meaning. And if we can create our own meaning, then we can create our own godhood eventually, right? That's the point of where the book goes, is that we are evolving beyond old stories of religion to a new humanity. He calls it a new human. What's the new human? The new human is the coming, no longer interested in religion human, but the religion of AI, or what he calls dataism. So the religion of the future, the religion that's an emerging deus ex machina right now is dataism. And the future will all be about pure raw data. That will be the new meaning. And again, meaning is not something that's a principle in the world. Purpose is not something in the world. Things don't have purpose. They don't have meaning. Everything is evolving, you see. So he's within this tradition of the same revolutionary philosophers that we were talking about, that everything is in evolutionary flux. Since everything's in flux, there's no stability. There's no fixity. It's either or. You either believe in everything being in stasis or everything's in flux and change. Well, if everything is flux and change, then the principle that everything is flux and change would also be subject to change. That's self-refuting. So obviously it's not true that everything is flux and change. That's a self-refuting statement. There's both fixity and change in the world. There's stasis and change. Both of those things are true. Objects have identity over time, and they change. It can be a both and, not an either or. And a lot of bad philosophical mistakes are premised on false either ors. But also so is dialectical manipulation. It's premised on false either ors. You're either with us or you're with the terrorists. Well, wait a minute. What about a third option where both of you are wrong? What if I don't like neoconservatism or terrorism? Right, well, no, I have to choose either. It's a false either. It's a very low-level manipulation, and that's a fallacy in logic. But you'll notice a lot of propaganda, a lot of government pronouncements, and old-school Bush speeches. They operate on basic fallacies. But the fallacies are very useful in propaganda, you see. For example, appeals to emotion are used all the time in propaganda. Do you support the death of children? You must support. So if you don't like the Iraq war, it's because you like Saddam throwing babies out of incubators. You see how low IQ and silly this is, but it works, right? That's very useful because most of the public doesn't operate in a critical thinking way. They operate, unfortunately, on an emotional basis. And so there's an emotional reaction to these propaganda, which most of the time they're fake news stories, right? Especially things that are intended to provoke war, right? The barbarian, for example, Tavistock got really sophisticated with this. Before it was Tavistock, it was called Wellington House. And the Bryce Report wrote up all these stories about how the leader of Russia, of Germany, the Kaiser was the butcher, and they just called him the butcher, the beast and butcher. I think they called him the butcher of Baghdad or something akin to that, the butcher of whatever, the butcher of Germany. And then they used that butcher of Baghdad for Saddam. It's the exact same propaganda they used for the Kaiser. And it doesn't even matter if the stories are true. It's just in the media that, oh, he's the butcher of, yeah, we got to take down that Saddam because he's the butcher. But Saddam was trained by the CIA and put in this by the CIA famously. Well known. So the same people who can be established, set up by the system, by the West, can then be dispensed with and thrown away when they're no longer needed. And that's the unfortunate nature of dialectical manipulation in big geopolitics. But it's all playing out right now. We just see this with these fake, right, neo-Nazi groups. And that ultimately ties into the long-term picture, I would argue, because the people who are pushing Malthusianism, all the Great Reset crowd, the Davos crowd, Jane Goodall, all those types, Harari, all of those people pushing Great Reset are the same ones that have a face, a veneer of democracy, liberalism, concern. Oh, we care about the environment. We care about immigrants. No, they don't. They're the same people who want the population scaled down 90%. There's not an actual concern. That's all for PR. That's a cloak. And Alex has talked about the liberal cloak all the way back to what Obama deception, right? And yet it still fools all these people. People think that the left cares about humanity. No, the left is a Malthusian cult, a death cult, in its inner core. And it controls a giant golem zombie mind control being, this entity of all these people that are in this Borg hive that believe that, well, they're just basically completely controlled androids, right? I put up a video that humans are becoming robots. And I don't just mean androids in the sense of, like, you know, technology and brain implants. Yeah, that's true. But people are already androids in the sense of being completely controlled by false narratives and completely worshiping the system. They're already in a cult. And so they're all the more going to be susceptible to accepting whatever comes down the pipe when we're told, as the NATO PSYOP document says, there will be pushed implants and chips. There will be nanotech type injections and so forth that will be pushed. The UK Ministry of Defense document that came out a few years ago, the document about transhumanism, it said that we will have to change global ethics through social engineering so that people no longer object to having nanotechnology and implementation of various forms of microchipping. It's not microchips in the classical sense anymore. It's more like nanotech, so that people accept that. So you have all of these white paper documents that are coming out. They're all public. They get declassified or they get released. And the NATO cognitive warfare document is a perfect. It says the exact same thing as the UK Ministry of Defense transhumanist document. They say the exact same thing. We're going to have to not just change your mind, but change your genetics. And there we have Financial Times putting out an article saying, yes, of course, the public is the target of PSYOPs. Thank you for finally admitting what we were saying for so long. And by the way, if you don't like PSYOPs, you're a bigot. It doesn't exist, but when it does exist, it's a great thing, and if you don't like it, you're a bigot. If you want to support my work, you can go to my website and get my book, 660 Pages of Geopolitics, the Red Book, signed copies at jasonalsis.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.